The Pacific Ocean, nearly an entire hemisphere, making up one-third of the Earth's surface. This is where the story of the Pacific Islands begins, with the vastness of the Pacific, even as we watch its seemingly unending surface sparkling under our plane. 1,000 years before our era, these vast expanses of ocean were navigated by brave voyagers sailing out of Asia in search of the unknown. For many weeks and months, they rode the ocean currents across the unexplored sea, until at last they discovered a new island, and then another, and still another. Today, we take you on a safer and swifter trip around the Pacific, on a discovery of the island groups that make up the Pacific Islands Tourism Development Council. Do you think of these islands as all alike, all beaches and palm trees? They are really quite distinctive, and we want you to know where they are and what they're like. Our first stop is the area known as Melanesia, with its age-old customs and its newest nation, Papua New Guinea. European navigators in the 16th century used the Greek word Melanesia, meaning black islands, to refer to this archipelago inhabited by predominantly dark-skinned people. Within it evolved an island culture as varied as the waves of migration that formed it. The largest island of the group, indeed the second largest island in the world, is New Guinea. Politically, the land is divided in the middle, with the western half under Indonesian administration, while the proudly independent eastern half calls itself Papua New Guinea, which gained its independence in 1975. Its capital, Port Moresby, is a modern city with a fine university and an excellent museum. Papua New Guinea has always held the lead as producer of exotic folk craft in Oceania. Despite the new nation's plunge into the industrialized world, its artisans continue to create their special style of basketry, pottery, and wood carving. Port Moresby and other major towns offer stores and galleries for ample shopping. But it's the village life that links the visitors with the past, the privilege of exploring the once inaccessible regions of the highlands where rich villages exhibit a distinctive lifestyle. It's here the rich Arabica coffee bean is picked, sacked, and sent out to a world market. The opportunity of catching a community in the act of Sing Sing, or celebration, rates as one of the most exciting and colorful experiences of the South Pacific. The body art exhibited at such times is a feast for the eye. In this pyramid of colorful plumage, you will find black from the cassowary, golden yellow from the famed bird of paradise, red from the parrot, and delicate blue from the tail streamers of the bird of Saxony. They can all be seen on the wing at the bird sanctuary in the Bayer River area, or in the wild, like these egrets skimming the waters of the Chambre Lakes. If you're lucky, you might even get a glimpse of a crocodile, or pook-pook, as they are called in Pidgin English, the common language in this part of the world. So while the hundu or hand drum and the bamboo flute echo through the highland plateaus and the jungle coast, this young smiling face at their Independence Day celebration symbolizes the new Papua New Guinea, where you'll witness a nation and a people in transition. North and northeast of Papua New Guinea lie the more than 2,000 tiny islands that make up the island chain of Micronesia. The expanse of ocean that holds Micronesia is as large as the continental United States, but the land area of all the islands put together is less than one-eighth the size of Hawaii. Only about 100 of these islands are inhabited. In Palau, planes land at the small but functional airport on the island of Babeltop. You can make a leisurely exploration of the delightful Palau Lagoon, cruising among its 200 large and small islands by boat to view the mushroom-shaped rock islands near Koror, the district capital, or to seek out your own private beach, collect shells, swim, and skin dive among the reefs. In Koror, deluxe accommodations such as this await the traveler, where each of the 56 air-conditioned rooms has a balcony with a matchless view of Palau Lagoon. Yap is the home of grass skirts, loincloths, and fabled stone money. The people of Malaysia descent live a simple rural existence. Tradition calls for extensive tattooing of men. Modesty permits bare breasts, but forbids uncovered thighs. In Yap, the always and the new continue hand in hand. 900 miles east of Yap lies Truk, consisting of nearly 90 islets. Truk Lagoon, nearly 40 miles across, is the world's largest and has been dedicated an underwater war museum. Once a harbor for the support ships of Japan's Imperial Fleet, today it provides ideal fishing and underwater exploration with over 65 sunken vessels. The district center offers an island-style hotel with 56 luxurious rooms, each with private balcony overlooking the picturesque lagoon. As we travel east, we reach the island of Ponape, where waterfalls and rivers flow through dense mangrove forest. Here we can ride an outrigger to view Nan Model, ruins of an ancient city built 700 years ago, a sunken Venice of Micronesia. The independent Marshall Islands are a double chain of coral atolls, 34 in all, the largest of which is Kwajalein. These islands once were a winter haven for whalers who rode the South Pacific for a half a century, from 1820 to 1870. Now they're a beachcomber's dream. Most visitors stay right on the beautiful beach at Majuro. The Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands stretch northward from Guam for about 350 miles. There are 14 islands, the best known of which are Tinian, Saipan, and Rota. Saipan, the largest island in the Marianas, was long ago a hideaway for pirate ships. During World War II, this island was the site of several crucial and bloody battles. To this day, many relics of the war remain, some in open fields, others engulfed by decades of overgrowth. Setting aside the sad thoughts of Saipan's wartime history, there is much to see and enjoy on this 14.5-mile-long tropical island. In fact, the entire western shore of Saipan is a long stretch of white sandy beaches and inviting crystal-clear Pacific water. Today, with a new airport, it's a modern refuge for the holiday seeker, complete with spacious hotels, an uncrowded 9-hole golf course, and a duty-free shop. Micronesia, land of many islands. Though often lacking in that polish of tourist traffic, it has the shine of a natural land and a natural people, where traditional ways still prevail. Located just west of the international dateline, Guam rightly calls itself the place where America's day begins. Discovered by Magellan in 1521, Guam was held by Spain for more than 300 years. In 1898, Guam, together with the Philippines, was ceded by Spain to the United States. The original inhabitants of the islands were the Chamorros, and many of the old Spanish and Chamorro traditions remain today, reflecting both ancient times and three centuries of Spanish presence. 35 miles in length, Guam offers a unique combination of hills, wide plains, rugged coastline, and lava rock covered with lush jungle. Agaña, the administrative center of the island, is a lively city both by day and by night. It is the site of many distinctive old-world landmarks, such as the Plaza de España, once the hub of Spanish government on Guam. Many beautiful churches and monuments recall the era of the Spanish missionaries. In villages like Umatac, fiestas brighten every month of the year. The warm-hearted Chamorros open their hearts and homes to relatives, friends, and friends of friends. The active tourist is attracted by two 18-hole public golf courses, excellent tennis courts, water skiing, surfing, and a variety of water sports. After a day of sport or sightseeing, evening begins with a cocktail in one of the many hotels that offer a view of the sunset over Tuman Bay. Guam has blossomed into one of the most developed destination areas in the Pacific, and nightlife is abundant and colorful. A dozen excellent new properties overlook Tuman Bay, like the 200-room Guam Continental and the 380-room Guam Hilton. Guam is a duty-free port and rivals Hong Kong as a shopper's paradise. Guam, 4 hours by air from Hong Kong, 7 hours from Honolulu, a little bit of the United States in the fascinating Western Pacific. Discovered in 1798, Nauru was named the Pleasant Island by its first European discoverer. The hat-shaped island lies only 26 miles south of the equator, and within the fertile belt that encircles the island lies one of the richest treasures of the Pacific. 4/5 of the land surface is covered by phosphate. The sale of this precious mineral gives the people of Nauru the highest per capita income of any nation in the entire world. The island is known more for its regional airline, Air Nauru, than as a destination resort area. The Republic of Nauru is proud of its flag carrier and is very much interested in hosting your clients on its excellent airline. Air Nauru flies almost anywhere your clients might like to go in the Pacific. Its standards are the same as those for all international airlines. International cuisine is featured in flight and every effort is made to please the world traveler. Air Nauru, a friendly airline, offers big jet comfort and small jet congeniality. Traveling westward from Micronesia, we reach Polynesia and the island group of Tonga. Welcome to Tonga, the smallest kingdom in the world, comprised of four groups of islands. 1967 marked the ascent to the throne of the present ruler, His Majesty King Taufa Ahau Tupou IV. The Royal Palace is, of course, one of the showplaces of the capital, although visitors may view it only from the outside because the royal family is in continuous residence. These are the terraced tombs, burial place of the kings of Tonga as far back as 950 AD, and the mysterious Ha'amunga Trilithon, the Stonehenge of Tonga, built around 1200 AD. Other things to see are the most impressive group of blowholes in the Pacific, located at Houma, 10 miles from the city, and Captain Cook's landing place near Mua, the ancient capital of Tonga. Tonga had very few tourists until 1967, when the International Dateline Hotel opened its doors. The Dateline, with over 100 air-conditioned rooms, is still the place to stay. In Nuku'alofa, visitors can join the locals in their three-wheel jeepneys, while in the country, horse-drawn carts are an indication of the leisurely pace of life in these islands. Tonga is one of the few countries in which the observance of Sunday is written into the constitution, so the Sabbath is carefully observed as a day of worship and also a day of feasting, and Tongan feasts are famous. The feasts are common and often followed by traditional Tongan dancing. A number of hotels regularly feature authentic island entertainment. North of Nuku'alofa, on an hour flight, lies Vava'u, a beautiful off-the-beaten-track destination and site of Port of Refuge, where accommodations are amazingly elegant and first-class. But what really makes the charm of Tonga is the people. Captain Cook christened these islands the Friendly Islands, and so they are. Tonga offers wonderful diving and reviewing in waters that are virtually undiscovered. That rare prized black coral is found here. Deep-sea fishing, beautiful white sand beaches. They are all yours to enjoy in Tonga. The ancient mariners who sailed the Pacific also reached legendary Samoa, 130 miles north of Tonga. Today, Samoa is one people but two governments, Western Samoa and American Samoa. Samoa legend says that Samoans have always been in Samoa. We do know that Samoa was the cradle of much of Polynesian civilization. Like their present-day counterparts, the ancient Samoans were powerful seafarers, roving the Pacific and founding the people of many islands. Today, visitors to American Samoa arrive by air and are greeted by the sight of spectacular Pango Pango Bay, one of the world's great natural harbors. Once our plane is on the ground, it's just a short ride into the city. Overlooking Pango Pango is the great mountain peak appropriately named Rainmaker. The peak has, in the foreground, a namesake, the very attractive Rainmaker Hotel on the shore of Pango Pango Bay. The architecture conforms elegantly to the Samoan style, as evidenced by the reception area and the main dining room. There is a lovely pool, a duty-free shop, and a nearby cove is perfect for shell collecting. For visitors who aren't afraid of heights, a thrilling aerial cable ride goes straight over the bay. For the sports-minded, there is tennis, sailing, and sports fishing. And if you are lucky, you can cheer on the winners in a local boat race. Sightseeing tours of Tutuila, the main island, are available, and these include scenic drives to traditional sites of folklore and to delightful beach and picnic areas. That's American Samoa, an unusual place where old Samoa and the new American ways join hands. A 30-minute flight takes us from American Samoa into Western Samoa, which in 1962 became the first independent nation in the South Pacific. There are nine islands, with Savai the largest. Next is Upolu, where the capital city of Apia is located. Apia, in many ways, is still a typical bustling South Seas town with a colorful harbor around which cluster a variety of churches, outdoor markets, shops, and hotels. Several good hotels are available in Apia. Aggie Gray's is legendary, and like Aggie herself, very lively behind its staid exterior. There is always good fun and feasting at Aggie Gray's, a landmark in this part of the Pacific. Recently built, the Tusitala is a smartly appointed hotel. The name means teller of tales, a Samoan name given to Robert Louis Stevenson, who lived near Apia from 1890 until the end of his life. The essence of traditional Samoa is best found on the nearby Big Island of Savai, easily reached by ferry boat. On Savai, you'll step ashore into the Samoan past, and with a little luck, you may take part as an honored guest in an informal kava ceremony. The intricate kava-making ceremony is performed by a taupo, or chief's daughter, wearing a feather headdress and a whale-tooth necklace. After speeches by the talking chief of the village, the elders and a few of the honored guests partake of the beverage. Kava is central to ceremonial social life in Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji, and is drunk in parts of Micronesia and Melanesia as well. On Savaii, life is rural, and the village of Lalo Malava has opened certain homes to guests. Visitors with a sense of ethnic adventure may stay overnight and share in village life. In Samoa, you will hear the expression Fa'a Samoa, the Samoan way, or spirit. Nowhere in Polynesia is this traditional spirit so lovingly observed. Western Samoa, a fascinating place to visit. The Cook Islands lie in the center of the Great Polynesian Triangle, which extends from New Zealand to Hawaii to Easter Island. In 1773, Captain James Cook chartered 5 of the 15 islands and gave the group his name. The Cook Islands lie scattered like a handful of pearls in the blue Pacific, 800 miles from north to south. Rarotonga, enlarged for detail on the map, is the capital. It is a lush, fertile volcanic island with rugged mountains rising in the interior of the island to a height of 4,000 feet. About half of Rarotonga's 12,000 inhabitants live in the principal town of Avarua. Though showing a few modern facades, it still possesses a 19th century charm. The Cook Islanders are Polynesians of Maori descent. Once a British protectorate, then a member of the New Zealand Dominion, the islands are now self-governing and choose their own premier. In Avarua, travelers are welcomed at any of the island's resort establishments. The hotels harmonize with the island environment using Polynesian-inspired wood designs and low-rise accommodations. No buildings in Rarotonga may be built higher than a palm tree. A leisurely round-the-island tour can be made by power buggy, showing a constantly changing panorama of citrus plantations and gardens alternating with inviting beaches for a swim or snack. Fishing is superb, and game fish are plentiful. The northern Cook Islands are still virtually inaccessible to visitors, but 2 other islands in the southern group, Atutaki and Mauke, are now open for air travel. Atutaki is only an hour's flight from Rarotonga on Cook Island Airways, where the visitor can get a true feel of old Polynesia. Here the quaint Rapai Hotel awaits the tourist with its pleasant grounds overlooking the lagoon and full restaurant and bar service. The Cook Islands, a traditional South Seas experience. Fern, flame trees, and a slice of lemon in your 4 o'clock tea. Polynesia at its unspoiled best. Tahiti, through its fame and legend, a symbol of the South Seas. The largest island in French Polynesia, Tahiti lies midway between California and Australia. Its capital, Papeete, today is a thriving city with new port facilities and very busy streets. Away from the French influence of the city, the Tahitian lives much like his cousins elsewhere in Polynesia, honoring Tahiti's ancient affinity for the sea. Whether netting fresh fish for the family table, cruising out beyond the reef for deep sea fishing, sailing across lagoon waters with the green hills of Tahiti as a backdrop, or snorkeling in warm, transparent waters, home to multicolored tropical fish darting about below. Canoe races are a feature of holiday celebrations such as the 14th of July, and no thought of pollution troubles the turquoise of these incredibly clear waters. Tahitian dancing is justly famous, an exuberant expression of rhythm and joy, and no visitor should leave these islands without having experienced the tamaraa, a combination of feasting, pounding drums, and dazzling movement. A visit to French Polynesia won't be complete without a trip to at least one of the outer islands. Air Tahiti flies to the nearby island of Mo'orea, just 7 minutes away. This is fabulous Cook's Bay on Mo'orea, and the Kia Ora, one of the new hotels on that island. Bora Bora, with one of the loveliest lagoons in the world. Raiatea, the sacred island of old and once the center of Polynesian civilization. Huaheine, which was open to tourism only a few years ago. All of these islands are northwest of Tahiti. Then, northeastward is Rangiroa, whose 400-square-mile lagoon could hold the entire island of Tahiti. Rangiroa is an ideal place for every kind of water sport. And finally, 30 minutes beyond Rangiroa by air, Manihi, a small coral atoll on which a charming new hotel, the Kaina Village, opened in September 1977. Back in Papeete, the new convention center equipped with modern facilities and seating 450 people. Blair Truck, Tahiti's best get-around transportation, has seats for everybody. When your clients leave Tahiti, they will certainly be wearing one of these chalets or bringing them back as souvenirs. Another souvenir will be the memory of the pleasure-loving Tahitians, their relaxed view of life, and their dedication to the pursuit of happiness as they know it, and the incredible beauty of Tahiti, which will call them to return. 20 degrees north of the equator and approximately 2,500 miles from California lies Hawaii, the 50th state. Violent volcanic eruptions formed this chain of islands eons ago, and even today the volcano known as Kilauea periodically becomes very active indeed. An annual festival pays tribute to the great Hawaiian king, Kamehameha I, who founded a kingdom which lasted almost a century. But now, Hawaii has grown into one of the most cosmopolitan tourist areas in the world. Hawaii, a tropical playground with an English-speaking population, yet exotic in its culture, romantic setting, and natural beauty. The primary tourist center is Waikiki on the island of Oahu. 80% of Hawaii's population lives in Honolulu, and the capital city prides itself on its fine hotels and restaurants. And as night falls, Waikiki becomes alive with the pulse of a bustling city. In contrast, the north and western shores are quiet, broken only by the crash of the big waves. Surfing originated in Hawaii, and Oahu remains a mecca for the devotees of this sport, and it is the scene of many international contests. Many other delightful beaches are near Honolulu, like this one at Hanama Bay, just minutes from Waikiki. If the visitor prefers more tranquility than exciting Waikiki provides, the neighbor islands are easily reached by either of two airlines with dozens of daily inter-island flights. In 40 minutes, one can fly to the island of Hawaii, often referred to as the Big Island or Orchid Island, to avoid confusing it with the state of Hawaii. The Big Island is larger than all the other Hawaiian islands combined, and although it has modern resort accommodations, much of it is ranch country. Here, the Paniolo, or Hawaiian cowboy, rides the range much as his Texas counterpart does. Each of the other islands has its own particular charm. White sand beaches and luxurious hotels and condominiums abound on nearby Maui. Both Ka'anapali and Wailea boast world-renowned golf courses. Also on Maui, the stark, moon-like beauty of Haleakala, the House of the Sun. This 10,000-foot dormant volcano is a superb experience for viewing, hiking, or overnight camping. The lush Hana coast on the east side of Maui lures us, with delicate waterfalls and the famous Seven Pools. Just across the channel from Maui, the smaller island of Molokai is moving into the tourist picture with new hotels and lovely beaches to explore. Kauai is known as the Garden Island and is the home of Hawaii's Grand Canyon, as well as the rainiest spot on Earth. The film South Pacific was made at peaceful Hanalei Bay, and several other film producers have taken advantage of Kauai's pristine beauty over the years. Hawaii can provide the escapist with a little grass shack or the excitement of Waikiki. That's Hawaii. Five islands open to tourism, each offering the visitor something special. We have reached the end of our tour of the Pacific. We hope you feel better acquainted with these island destinations than you were when we started. This once distant world of exotic islands has now become very close to us, now that powerful jets can carry us there in a matter of a few hours. Rich in the ceremony and mystery of many cultures, these islands are an adventure that you can claim as your own. The Pacific Islands Tourism Development Council is headquartered in Honolulu and maintains information centers for you in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle.